It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can let me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and this is the anniversary, April 4th. I always remember that date because Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated on this date. Yes. 1968? 69? I don't remember. I should probably look that up, or somebody text me, please, if you're friends with me on Facebook. But anyway, welcome to the show. It is Thursday, April 4th, and we have a lot of information to get to about Saturday's Care Fair at the Clothes Closet. And no Brian today. That's why I didn't come in with the Bare Naked Ladies music, the $1 million. We always play If I Had $1 million for Brian Springberg. So, yeah, no Brian today. I believe he's going to be back next week or possibly not. He's got a lot of dates off this month. So, Brian will be at his other location, I believe, enjoying the springtime at his second home. So it's hard to believe you could get better weather than Havasu, but certain times of the year you really can, especially in the summer, right? So people buy homes in cooler climes. But Christine Watson's here. Welcome back.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I do want to begin the show.
You look so happy and healthy. I want to start with that.
Thank you. I feel good.
Your cheeks are glowing. Your hair looks great.
I think my hair is finally back from all that chemo.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had enough haircuts now, and I think it's just finally flowing like it's supposed to flow.
And it looks like we talked about this. I can describe it for radio, but it looks like you have tips done in the front, but it grows in naturally like that?
Yes.
Man, you got a lot of jealous women out there. That's pretty amazing. So what are you starting with?
I want to start with, you know, I heard it was your birthday yesterday.
Oh my gosh, you are surprising me with this.
And I thought it was your birthday, and so I wanted to give you that little token of appreciation.
How nice are you from
us?
Yeah. That's like a homemade card.
It is. It's actually, I get those from rescued sex trafficking women.
Really?
Yeah, they're signed in the back, and that's how they make their income to go get through therapy.
It looks like, if you're familiar out there in the audience with a group called Stampin' Up, do you know what stamping is? Mm-hmm. It looks like something that would be made by a stamper, right? That's what it looks like. It's very crafty.
And
it says, happy birthday from your nutty friends. And then Christine wrote me, Christine and Michelle. Michelle Lynn wrote that. Oh, how cool is that?
Yes, we did.
Well, thank you. That was very nice.
Did you read it?
Yes, but should I read it on the air? Okay, happy birthday, Paul. Have a supper day.
It's super.
It has two P's. I didn't know if there was a pun there.
Well, that's because of the next.
Have a super day.
Supper
day with your favorite meal from Lynn's Little China. Wow. I get a free meal from Lynn's?
Your favorite meal.
No.
Yes.
Shrimp with lobster sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. Love, Christine and Michelle. How sweet are you guys? That's really cool. Thank you. I'm blushing right now.
No, supper.
I can
feel it. It's a play on words.
Have a supper day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Did you bring it with you?
No, I did not.
Watch. They're going to deliver it because Michelle's probably listening. So anyway, I don't want to cut too much into your time because I have to let you go a little bit early.
Yes.
I'm going to fill the bottom of the hour
after
the first break with some announcements. So Christine's getting, a donation today from a group. So
yes.
I don't know if you want to announce it.
Chowderfest.
Oh, really? Yes. You're getting some of the proceeds.
Yes.
How nice is that?
Yes, we're very blessed.
So tell me what's happening right now at the Clothes Closet.
Oh, gosh. We are still in building mode, but we're further ahead. As soon as I get that center room done, we're going to have a big open house. The center room's almost done. I just need a few carpenters to come in and build some shelving and some cabinets in there,
and then
we're done. And then we need a storage shed on the outside, on the side, like a 5-foot by 24-foot. Storage shed, and I want to put solar on it to keep it a little bit cooler.
Are you looking for a donation of that for a shed? Somebody might be getting rid of a shed, or do you have one in mind already?
No, we actually have to hand build it.
Oh.
And so when they do the back concrete for our showers, I'm going to have them pour the slab for the shed also.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just looking for someone to help build it.
I got you.
Yeah, and then I can try to get some of the lumber donated from some of the local companies and pay for some. So we're out of room already in our
you
beautiful.
Are?
Yes, we are so out of room in there already. It's just amazing how.
Well, if the listeners can visualize the floor plan, it's kind of split down the middle where the clothes are and then where the resources are, right?
Yes.
Like your computers, your washers and dryers, your showers are on one side and the clothes are on this gigantic other section. So all of that's coming along well?
Yes. We're building our showers now.
What?
We started breaking ground. We're just, this weekend, they're hopefully to pull out the old footing in the back so we can actually put the new footing in for the actual building. So.
Okay.
Yes. So hoping to get those done sooner or later because we desperately need them.
How many clients are you serving right now?
Well, in the month of January, we served 424 people. And that's not including the drop-ins that we forget to sign. In February, I believe it was 309.
Okay,
people.
Are those individual persons?
Individual persons. Some are families that come in.
Oh, my goodness. That's well over 10 a day.
We get sometimes overwhelmed in there.
Who's there on weekends? Do you have somebody there 24/7?
No.
Okay.
What we do is we have it 10 to 3 Monday through Friday and then the first Saturday of the month from 8 until 11. But we are by appointment. And the reason why we set those boundaries up because some of our people that don't work and stuff, they can come between 10 and 3. And then the people that are working and that have their kids in school and stuff, they can make an appointment and come in at a later time, like a 3:30 or 4. But we need some downtime because we are so busy and they're folding and sorting. We are so blessed. This community is, oh my gosh, so blessed. We get truckloads of clothes a day.
You just almost, you kind of broke my heart there. I heard school kids.
Yes.
What do you mean? Kind of go into that. What does that mean?
Well, sometimes we have kids that are.
Homeless?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There is, and we work at the school district with them.
They, yeah, we had John. Yes. We had John Moss, student services director, with our superintendent. And they were talking about that, but what's the extent of the need for those homeless students?
Well, they need, some clothes. And I think one of the schools, if I heard right, they opened their doors for showers for some of the homeless kids.
Smart.
And so I'm hoping once we get our showers open that they'll be able to come in and shower by us. And so they can be showered and fresh for school or whatever.
Yeah, the last thing they need is to be ostracized because they're not taking a shower.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So,
and that's important when you're a teenager, for sure.
We're looking to, more partner with them as we're growing. And so we are in the process of just growing. And there's a lot of, oops, I made a mistake. Oops, we're going to do it this way. Oops, we should do it this way. So we're still in that process of ironing all of our stuff out. And we have, we work with probably over 30 resources in our community and county.
Yeah, and you got part of the, part of your funds from United Way after that COVID money, or was that separate from United Way?
Yeah, no, we got, that was,
The grant from the city.
That was the ARPA money.
Gotcha.
Yes, and that provided us washers and dryers. Right. And we actually do have homeless that are starting to come in and do their laundry now.
No way.
Yes, we're trying do a hand up. And so they come in and they do their laundry instead of getting new clothes. And so we're...
The hand up meaning if you get repeat customers, so to speak, or repeat clients, you call them clients?
Yes.
And you're more encouraging them to try to live on their own, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We are trying to find out. What you have to do is you got to get to the root of why they are ended up homeless.
Yeah. How did you get from point A to point B on the street?
Right.
I got you.
And you a lot of people classify homeless as just one lump here, but you can't.
No.
You'd be surprised the homeless that come in that have head injuries.
There's cars, there's motels, there's different places that we could go a whole hour talking about this, and we probably have in the past. Let's talk about the Care Fair on Saturday, because we're down to about 6, maybe 7 minutes. That starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
What is the Care Fair made possible by, excuse me, Anderson Toyota?
Yes, Anderson Toyota blessed us this Care Fair and is donating some funds to help us get this thing going. And the Care Fair, we do it twice a year. We do it when it gets hot and when it gets cold. And what the whole transition is, people come in and they could change their clothes out from winter to summer. And then that's what we do, and we have an overabundance of clothes, and we put them all on trailers. We invite the whole community to come down and get whatever clothes they need. And so this is the time that we don't limit the clothes. We come in as many as you want. We just ask you, please do not resell them. They're not there for you to resell. They're there to be a gift to you from the community, because the community donates all these clothes.
This shirt that I'm wearing right here is one of my favorite Goodwill shirts. From Vegas. There's a Vegas Goodwill that's phenomenal. So, yeah.
It's a nice looking shirt.
I love this shirt. Exactly.
It goes well with your hair.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Okay, so, and there's help with medical insurance. There's all kinds. Tell me about the services that are offered.
Yes. What we do in these Care Fairs, what we do is the different services throughout the county, some of them come in and we set up tables for them so they can get help with the different services. Like we have... haircuts also. We have 2 haircut people that are going to be trimming hair. We're using the showers at Grace Episcopal Church. They're going to be open for us, so the people will go get the shower and then come and get a haircut. And we're going to have Arizona Workforce going to be there to help with different jobs that we can get them signed up. And the Arizona Workforce is amazing. All these people that we work with. It's just, there's a lot out there if people would just know about them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to have glucose and blood pressure checks coming in from the Border Health. They're going to be there. We also have the Community Medical Services, which is to help with, I cannot say this word, so don't laugh. Opioid.
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 Right, opioid.
Dependence. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing. The people.
You want to be a newscaster? Get that every day. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're going to be there. And we also have, we can have help with obtaining your identification. Mm. We have NAMI Family Support Group that's going to be there. And they come in actually once a week. They come in every Tuesday from 12:30 to 2.
Right.
And they're a peer-to-peer mental health support group. And they're there for anybody that needs peer-to-peer mental support.
Obtaining an ID for a homeless person, that must be pretty important. I would imagine that, you know, when you're losing a lot of your belongings, that might be one of those very important things that you've lost.
And you have to do the whole process, you know.
If they
don't have a birth certificate, and then you got to get the birth certificate, or if they had... You know, you got your birth certificate, your Social Security card, you got your ID.
I had a wallet stolen once that had everything in it like that, except for a Social Security card. But yeah, it's an awful process to try to go through that without any. Who are you? You know, can you approve it? So yeah, it's tough. What about family? Do you try to connect family with some of these homeless persons that may have been disconnected from their family for one reason or another? Because a lot of times that could be the root of the problem, too.
lot of times when we talk, we sit down and we talk to them and we find out what, a lot of them are estranged from their family because sometimes the families cut them off because of their addictions and stuff like that.
Right.
Which, you know, there's two sides to every story. So, you know, we always tell them, you know, when you're ready to go into rehab, let us know.
Right.
And then we tell them not to give up, that, you know, you need to go get clean.
And unfortunately, sorry to cut you off, but that's a whole nother trip to Bullhead then when they have to go to rehab.
Yes.
It's a big, yeah. We've gone through this before, you and I. Yes, so, yeah. It's,
I know. It's
one massive circle of frustration sometimes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Getting people out. We have people that come in, they're ready to go.
Right.
And I can't get them out of here.
I got you.
Just had one
last
Friday.
So, Saturday's event starts at 8, ends at 11.
Yes.
A lot of free resources, clothes, hot meals, haircuts, job listings, made possible by Anderson Toyota.
Yes.
And, of course, it's at the Clothes Closet on Mesquite.
Yes.
By the bagel bin?
Yeah, it's a couple doors down from the bagel bin.
Right.
The only place with green grass. Have you been by? I got green grass now.
No.
Yes.
Real quick, do you have the gift shop in front?
Yes, it's open now. I haven't even had time to advertise it.
Nice. But I know you were working on that.
Yes, I finally got it, but I haven't been able to advertise it yet. Oops.
Oh, wonderful. I'll put these up at the front desk. She gave me business cards.
Yep, that's Hope and Inspirational Gift Shop.
So, 928-230-3113.
That is the Clothes Closet number.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to give out your number?
Well, the other number for the gift shop is 928-505-0451.
Okay.
That is my number directly. And the Clothes Closet number is for anybody that is in need of things needs to make appointments or something that needs to come in.
And do you want volunteers to come in on Saturday?
Well, we'd like them to call ahead of time so we can get them on the list. That would be great.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to get you out of here when you wanted to.
Wow.
Is that perfect?
Time goes so fast with you, Paul.
I know it does. I know it does.
Okay.
I could make a really inappropriate joke.
No,
I'm not going to.
I'm a Hope and Inspirational Gift Shop, remember?
Yes.
I'm clean.
Hope and Inspirational Gift Shop. Clean jokes.
Clean jokes.
Clean comedy. All right. Christine Watson, thanks for being here. The founder of the Clothes Closet of Lake Havasu City. And don't forget about Saturday's event. I need to get you out of here.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Yeah, I was talking about Dr. Martin Luther King earlier, and this was the day Dr. King was assassinated. It was in Memphis, Tennessee, 1968. Had to make sure and correct myself on that. And it's part of a U2 song, of course, In the Name of Love. Tuesday morning, April 4th, shot rang out in a Memphis sky. So that's how I always remember that. But anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Patio Paradise, just meets all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzi's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius, an all-veggie sandwich, and one heck of a good breakfast, let me tell you. Don't forget, we stream live in our show archives. If you missed any of the first segment or you have to go somewhere, you're going to miss the second segment. Marissa June uploads everything in about a quarter after. And about 50 minutes after the show is done, just a quarter after 12, to KNTRtalk.com. Just go to the Speak Out tab. And got no games on the sports station today. We'll get to Symphonic Winds here in about 5 minutes. Greg McDougal standing by in the green room, also known as my office. No games today on the sports station, but you got the Diamondbacks at Atlanta. Boy, they're starting the season with some tough competition. I mean, you had Colorado. That's kind of, whatever. But then you had the Yankees and now the Braves this weekend. And it'll be, the Diamondbacks and Braves on Friday and Sunday. And then we'll make room on Saturday and Monday for the NCAA tournament. Of course, you got the Final Four on Saturday with everything getting underway with the Final Four show at noon. And then NC State and Purdue. First game, second game, Alabama taking on UConn. Huskies are going to be tough in this one. They're going to be tough to beat for anybody. All right, and then you have the Championship Monday show. That's at 3:30 Monday afternoon. And then the Basketball Championship, 4:30 from Glendale right here in Arizona. And then Squeeze in the Suns after that. So check out Squeeze in the Suns on Sunday. There you go, after the Diamondbacks game. Anyway, the entire schedule is complicated as it is at kntrsports.com and listen at 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. So I got a flyer from Nathan Cottom. He's the director of Ballet Havasu, they call it now. Ballet Havasu. Giselle Act 2 with Noah's Ark will take place next weekend, April 13th, 7 p.m., and April 14th. At 2 p.m., it's in the Lake Havasu Unified School District Performing Arts Center, and tickets are $10, $15, or $20, depending on where you want to sit. And, just go to ballethavasu.org and buy your tickets there. All right, also, we've got a farmer's market starting up. Don't normally announce farmer's markets on the air, but this one benefits veterans. It's the 2024 start of the season grand opening, and it benefits veterans programs in Kingman, Thunder Road Event Center on Beale Street, and it is the original Kingman's Farmers Market. And that is every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. until summer sets in. So there you go. All right, you got... the grand opening was back in March, so again, it's every Saturday. You got arts, crafts, fresh produce when available, fun and games, and live music with the High Desert Band this week. And let's see. I've got guests in here, and they're trying to figure out how to put a headset on, believe it or not. Anyway, Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show is this weekend as well here in Havasu on Saturday at the Speedway. Registration at 7. Show from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and that's at calvaryaz.com. You can find out more. It's a free event. Everything's free. Go out there, get yourself a hot dog over at the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show. And again, this Saturday as well, annual Realtor Olympics charity golf tournament open to the public. Registration at 6:30, shotgun at 8 a.m., shotgun start. And that's all proceeds go to local community charities. Of course, it's for the Realty Olympics. It's at the Lake Havasu Golf Club on Clubhouse Drive off of Acoma. More information, 846-6046. So my guests are set, and we're going to take another short break. And I'll be back with more in a moment. We're going to talk about Symphonic Winds and their 25th anniversary show. That's cray-cray, man. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Did it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's pose, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, you best man.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot.
A little Old Dominion. Kind of one of my favorites right now when it comes to hot country. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to the chair by Springberg Wealth Management, by Mojave Community College, also SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. And don't forget to buy local or it's buy local. And speaking of SamsGuns.com, we'll have Sam on the show tomorrow. I don't know if you've ever heard the show with Sam Scarmato on it.
Yeah, I've known Sam for years.
We do kind of a it's kind of a show that I would do if I could do a show like that every day.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I've already got a couple sound bites wrangled and ready to go. And we're going to have fun with Sam tomorrow. He's been off for a couple months. But first Friday of the month is normally Sam Scarmato's hour. So I confirmed with him yesterday. He's going to be here, and he's going to be as ornery as ever. Trust me. He's going to be real ornery. All right. On the show, you heard the voice. That's Greg McDougal. He is. Is it 1L or 2?
2.
I thought so.
Yeah,
I put L's. 1, but something told me to put 2. Greg McDougal, Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds, first chair sax.
Yes.
Ha! Nailed it. And we have a special guest Greg brought in. And it's been a while since I have seen Bonnie Humphrey. It's been a while. Bring your mic up, please. There you go. Yeah, this actually, the whole thing moves.
The
whole thing
moves. Okay.
There you go. You got your wire. See, Greg, you were supposed to help me with that. All right. That's good. Right there. You good now?
I'm good.
All right. As I drop the whole stack of papers.
Yeah.
Bonnie Humphrey's here, widow of Wes Humphrey.
Exactly.
And I interviewed Wes years and years ago, and he gave me a special photo that was autographed in that. And I have it back at the home office. It's somewhere. All right. But you're a board member now for Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds, Inc.
Yes, Incorporated.
Inc. Yeah. And the theme of the show this year is cleaning out the sock drawer. Did you two commiserate on this, or what happened?
No. Actually, that came from our director, Kim Lehman.
Okay.
And she just kind of looked back at this concert being our celebrating 25 years and celebrating our founder, Wes. She looked back into some of the tunes that they played way back in the beginning. And how she came up with this, I'm not exactly sure, but it's kind of unique. And so we're doing 12 songs that pretty much play the gamut of what we are and who we are.
Are there favorites in there, Bonnie, that were Wes's favorites? Because this is the 25th anniversary?
There's a couple of marches, which is traditional concert band music. We had kind of drifted away from traditional concert band music through the years, trying to play to the public more or less.
Okay.
Classical music does not sell in Havasu for the last 20 years. But concert band music is nice in that there are so many parts. There's a huge group of people all playing different parts, so it's a huge sound. And a lot of people have never heard a live band before.
You say classical music does not sell in Havasu. Really?
No, if you notice, Community Concert Association has not had a classical program in a number of years.
I'll be darned. Do you like classical music?
I do.
You do?
I do.
So that must be tough. But where was I going with this?
Oh.
Do you play an instrument? That was my next question.
No, I do not.
That's odd.
I was by education a jock. A girls PE major, so we had a music director and a PE major.
I didn't know that.
Which is an interesting combination, but there are a lot of things in common. You know, one rehearses and one practices,
right?
But it's the same idea. One has a uniform, one has stage wear, so there's really a lot of similarities even in between the two things. And there's even a teaching philosophy or controversy: whole part or part whole. You know, do you do the golf swing all together and break it down?
Right.
Or you do the elbow and the knee and try to put it together?
With me, it's a disaster.
And the same with music. Do you let them play through it and kind of get a feel for it? Or do you just start in with, okay, this is measure 1 and 2. Okay, now we're going to add 3 and 4. So whole part, part whole. There's that. And he was a whole part person, and so am I.
You don't play, but you read music?
Oh, I can still read the right hand. I took piano like most kids did in that days.
Very good.
But not
that's
the left
interesting,
hand.
Greg. I find that fascinating.
Yeah. No, there is an administrative side to this. After Wes died, I thought, frankly, this band was out of my life.
Wow. She says that with such
the band didn't
passion,
know that.
Yes, like yeah, out of my life.
I mean, our lives revolved around it. It was very, very important to him. But they said, you know, you're the only one that knows what happens off stage. Because Wes had done everything himself, publicity and programs and posters, and I could not find a good argument against that. So I stayed with the board for two more years, and then I thought I taught everybody my jobs, and I left.
Uh-huh.
And I came back about 3 years ago, and they were short on board members again. It's like, okay.
Did they know? Did they still know your job?
Yeah, well, it kind of gotten redelegate as to what talent you have that moment.
Sure.
Yeah, it kind of went from one guy that had been on the board for and was secretary for 16 years, and then he decided to retire from the board, and Bonnie was kind enough to step in and pick it up, and we have really great board of directors now. Probably I've been in the band 19 years, and probably the best board of directors that I've seen in a long time.
I heard the best quote the other day, Bonnie, by the way, on the Brian Kilmeade show. It was from a CEO about delegation. Mm-hmm. And he said, I find the people that know at least 70% as much as me, and then I delegate to them. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great quote.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't just delegate to anybody, right?
As a board, you do need certain skills.
Right.
You know, and now with social media, that's a whole different skill set than originally we had to worry about.
Very true.
And our demographic tends to be older people who are still reading the White Sheet and the Herald and listening to the radio.
And finding the events in the Herald, right.
Yeah, they seek out information. The younger generation just waits for it to somehow arrive via social media. But we now have a couple people strong in social media. Our bylaws stipulate that the board should be half civilians or non-musicians and no more than half musicians, because the musicians don't all have the outside skills. You know, they shouldn't have to do publicity. Their thing is to play.
Right.
They shouldn't have to fundraise. You know, there's all kinds of other things. You need to have a board of directors. They shouldn't have to do the minutes. You know, there's other people that know how to do those things that don't necessarily know music.
She doesn't know I'm in a band and do more than just play, right, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the, you know, that's
I like that quote, though. Yeah. Musicians should just worry about the music. Yeah. I'm like, I agree with you.
Well, that's
anybody out there listening from the band?
Musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
And Paul, that's been one of the connections you and I have had for all these years.
You have eaten up many a break.
Yes.
Many a band break.
Yes, you
absolutely.
Know, and that's, you know, it's really funny because I've met some very famous musicians along the way.
Right.
And they all say the same thing. Exactly what Bonnie said. Right. Doc Severinsen told me when I was a high school student, I did a couple music clinics with him. He told me, he says, Greg, you have to remember one thing about who we are. We're the entertainment. We're here to play. We're not here to do anything else.
Right.
And here was one of the finest, best trumpet players to ever grace the music.
Oh, business. Everybody still knows the name Doc Severinsen.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I said to him, I said, is it that simple? He said, yeah, it is.
Wow.
But then you've got to find the people to do the rest of those jobs. But
yeah.
Greg's right. At the moment, we have some really great people handling social media and handling
website.
Everything we need to do. Yeah.
So, by the way, folks, Greg just handed me 8 tickets to Sunday's show.
Yes.
3 p.m. Radio Central is a major sponsor, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, you are, and you have been, and we so much appreciate what you do for us.
And this is the 2024 April concert. I've got 8 tickets. Unfortunately, I have to have you call in during the break or right after the show. Give me a call at 928-854-5687. I could take your call now if you want, but you'll have to give your name on the air for me to write your name down, but I can't take your phone number. So if you want to leave your phone number in case the tickets don't get picked up, I call like right before the end of the day. Right. So anyway, we'll be giving those away during the next break or right after the show. We'll go ahead and answer the phones here in the Speak Out Room. 928-854-KNTR. So it's the 25th anniversary show.
Yes.
That's hard to believe.
Yes,
it is.
That's really hard to believe. Yeah. And you've been part of it for 19 years?
19 years. The way I became
always
part
first,
of it.
Always first sax?
Well, no, we don't look at it that way. I'm the section leader.
Okay.
But the band originally started, it's really, you know, it's the difference between a concert band and an ensemble. It started as an ensemble.
What does that mean?
That
explain
is
the
one
difference
player
to the listener
per part. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm the tenor sax player. We have
alto.
We have an two alto players and a barry player,
baritone
and baritone sax. Mm-hmm. And the way that I ended up is about a year before I moved to Havasu. My nephew Eric played in the Winds in the high school, and he called me and said, "Hey, are you coming at such and such time?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, come on Thursday and come sit in with us."
So he was there at the very beginning. If you've been there 19 years, then there was a 6-year period where you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
So I went and did the, I sat in with them.
Sure.
And then about a year later, when I got offered the VP job at one of the banks here in town, my biggest concern is, where am I going to play music? Because I was playing in California.
Yeah, you have to play.
So
right?
Eric hooked me up with Wes, and Wes called me, and he said, "Well, I need a Barry player." I said, "Well, I've never played Barry, although all saxophones are all the same, and I don't have one."
Except for their sound.
Yeah.
He said, exactly.
All the techniques and fingerings are all the same.
Okay.
And so he said to me, he says, "Well..." He says, "They're all the same, and I have a horn for you, so I'll see you on Thursday." And I played Barry the first 2 years in the Winds, even though I was started out as a kid as an alto player. And then I had the very first alto that Yamaha ever made, and unfortunately, 35 years later, it was worth $20,000 and was stolen out of my truck.
Right. We've talked about that.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
But let me ask you this. Okay, you sat in on a rehearsal.
Yeah.
When did you really get, I call it the buzz, when did you really get the buzz to play with the Winds?
Oh.
When was it like, okay, I have to do this?
As soon as I moved here, my first rehearsal.
Really? That quickly?
Absolutely. I was so glad.
That's kind of rare.
Yeah. I was so glad that there was some place that I could play.
You've been in bands before.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always like that, is it?
No, it's not.
Right. No. So you're like, do I have to do that again?
Yeah.
That was kind of awkward.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's very rare that it fits right away.
It fit immediately.
Yeah.
And that was a lot due to Wes. He made me feel welcome. And the rest of the band members did as well.
Uh-huh.
I've had musicians tell me that Wes just literally pulled the music out of them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard that before, like what Greg just described?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of people have said that to you over the years?
We have a whole slew of folks. Joe Andrus has been she's an original.
What instrument?
She's a clarinet player.
Okay.
Steve Sinke.
I know Steve.
We like
tuba, right?
Yeah. No. Trombone.
Trombone. Okay.
We like to think of Steve as an original, but he actually came in the second year as with a small ensemble, and then he joined the Winds.
Dude, close enough.
So he's been 24 years.
Man.
Dr. Doug Loss, been 20 years. Dale Stitt, who was our fabulous drummer,
mm-hmm.
20 years. Ellen Kendig was our bass player for many years, 18 years myself. He's got 18 years here, but it's actually been 19. Jocelyn Ray, who unfortunately we lost.
Okay.
And we dedicated our concert in February to her.
Uh-huh.
She was 17 years. And then Brenda Dorsett is one of our flute players, and she's been in 15 years.
Wow. So tell me what songs, what numbers have you arranged for this program? You can put them in order if you want.
Yeah, we are going to, of course, start with the Star Spangled Banner, then the Good Old USA.
Which is by?
James Christensen.
Okay.
Camptown Races, which is by W.J. Dawson. And then Colonel Bogey, which is Kenneth Alford. And then All the Heavens Were a Bell, which is Jay Bocook. And then America the Beautiful, and then the Intermission, and then we do Flourish for the Band, which is Vaughn Williams, Ghost Fleet for Robert Sheldon, Bolero, if you remember.
That's
the
only name I recognize so far.
Yeah.
That's from the movie Ten.
We're waiting for Bo Derek to walk onto the stage.
Bolero's a challenge. That's
it is.
That's a very, very
America
challenging.
America the Beautiful, you know that one.
Oh, well, I do know that one. You're right. You're right. It's the second one. But no, I mean the deep titles, like Bolero. It's like, wow, really?
Yeah. And then there's Pavon, and that's by Morton Gould. And then Chivalry by Carl Stroman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wes's favorite march. We
did Valkyrie.
No, we did every. We ended every concert with Wes with Americans We.
Oh, very good.
And he would walk the audience during that.
The band
time.
Got so they hated playing it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we haven't. This is the first time I'm going to say in probably 3 or 4 yeah. years that we've played Americans.
Yeah, that was a tradition Wes had, and Kim did it the first year. It just wasn't a comfortable fit for her.
Okay.
You know, to start him out, and then he would literally go up and down the aisles and shake hands with everybody he could reach. And we got back, and okay, last time through, done.
Right.
But that wasn't her comfort zone. So she ends the show with goodbye, farewell, au revoir, Zane. That's her ending.
Oh, very yeah. good. Very good.
Yep.
How much are tickets?
$10.
$10 for tickets?
At the door, mm-hmm. or they can buy them in advance at Soundbank.
And if you have kids or students, they are absolutely free.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
We encourage kids and students.
Yes.
So you had a show in February. Mm-hmm. Did we publicized that here, of course. We had to have. We always
yeah,
do. Think,
yeah, we did.
Right, right. How was the attendance and everything? You guys
you know what? Good? The attendance was right around.
We were near 300.
We were near 300.
My goodness. Wow.
And I got to tell you.
It has been an effort after COVID. The first year was rebuilding the band.
Right.
The second year was rebuilding the audience.
After COVID.
Yeah, because a lot of snowbirds didn't come back. A lot of locals were afraid to be in a group.
Right.
So the audience has been, I mean, this is why this huge publicity push is to try to rebuild the audience, because this does take money.
Sure. So $10 for tickets, where are they available?
Soundbank, mm-hmm. 30 minutes before the show starts at the box office at the PAC Center at the high school.
Okay.
And on our website,
you can buy them on our website at lhsymphonicwinds.us.
No longer at River City Music then. They're at Soundbank.
No,
okay.
Soundbank.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it's cleaning out the sock drawer. I'm because when I first read that title, I thought, well, it must be a lot of Wes's favorites.
It is. That's what it is all about.
Right. What songs drove us absolutely mad during rehearsal that he kept saying from the top, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and we had a little bit of a dust up prior to this. We have in the last 2 weeks changed up a lot of the tunes that we're playing, because some of the band, a good portion of the band, said we don't like this one and this one and this one.
The arrangement or the song itself?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Uh huh.
And so Kim just jumped in real quick.
Really?
And she mixed it all up, and it's going to be a good show.
Right.
It's going to be a really good show. We have our final rehearsal tonight. And we'll run through any of the rough spots that Kim thinks need to be ironed out, which last rehearsal, last Thursday, was wonderful.
Bonnie, you ever give any thought to standing in Wes's shoes and waving the baton?
He actually made me do that one time
during
rehearsal.
Really?
One of our fundraisers one year was an auction for the baton, and Don Nelson won the auction.
Uh-huh.
$125, he got to direct that last number. Well, to give the band an idea of having a total amateur up in front, I got to be the one standing there waving my arms. That is work, I tell you. But they didn't watch me. They did their own thing, so it all went well.
Yeah, but did he show you the method to the madness, why you're waving your arms a certain way?
Oh, well, you're keeping rhythm, uh-huh. although Dale is actually in charge of keeping the rhythm of the...
Oh, he's a phenomenal drummer.
Once in a while, you see a group. I just recently saw a group that was... It was sad, but it was humorous. The director is trying to get the drummer going, but the drummer was kind of new, and he wasn't looking up.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm always looking up.
Oh, yeah.
Greg will tell you that.
Yeah, that's one thing. That
I have to look at lyrics.
That one thing that I learned early on in my musical career is peripheral vision.
Right.
Those are the things the audience sees. You know?
Yeah.
So I pulled out some Springsteen for you because Clarence Clemons is on sax.
Cool.
And he's cool.
Yeah,
he all right. Is. So we've got the Symphonic Winds, again, Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds, board member Bonnie Humphrey here. And, I miss Wes. He was a great guest, by the way.
The band still misses him, too.
Had a great voice. He had a great voice.
So I understand you're officially old now, right?
Stop it. Six decades.
Six decades.
I'm still younger
I'll
than
trade
you.
Oh,
you are.
That's right.
I'm still younger than both of you.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
All right. Well, I'm lashing out because you mentioned it. All right. Again, it's cleaning out the sock drawer this Sunday, Lake Havasu Performing Arts Center. and it's Havasu Symphonic Winds, and I've got 8 tickets. Give me a call either now or after the show, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, on tomorrow's show, we got the return, the grand return of Sam Scarmato from samsguns.com, of course. And you got to hear the new commercial from Sam. He talks about the loony left. I don't think I've ever heard that term in a commercial before. But, yeah, leave it to Sam. Talks about the loony left in his new commercial. All right, so we'll have The World According to Sam Scarmato. On Monday, we'll have Hospice of Havasu in the studio. I already have confirmation. And Colleen Mattinson will be here from the Havasu Community Health Foundation Food Bank. And we'll have Gary Reynolds on the program talking about the Bighorn Golf Tournaments that are coming up to support the athletic programs. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. At night I wake
up with a This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.